Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
The what now?
Your zip code?
Zip code 95340.
Okay, and the first and last name?
Mike Correa.
Okay, and for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me?
Address?
The shipping address, correct?
Is 510 West 26th Street, Merced, California.
Okay, sir. So I do see that you had ordered our spy cam on November 11th, paying $7.45 for shipping and handling. Now, I do see that you called in and got the account canceled and you were refunded. How may I help you?
Yeah, this $49.97 was refunded?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't see it in my banking account. I got my banking account right here in front of me on my tablet, and I don't see a refund from from Easy Product.
You were refunded on January 19th, and it takes 3 to 5 business days to post back it to the account.
Can you hold on a second?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the refund for $49.97 came from telephone number 888-679-2171, and that is Energy Source Warehouse or something like that. I see where they took the money out, and I see where they put the money back in. Because of the phone number, and this phone number is not the same. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Anyway, I don't see a refund.
Okay, sir, where you were refunded, so just try calling your bank. Or you can have your bank call us to verify that you were not refunded.
Let's see. Can you verify your phone number?
Okay, is this phone number that you dialed, sir?
Your phone number ends up with 2171. Is that right or not?
Correct. It's the number that you dialed.
Okay. Okay, the number that I dialed was 855-457-3027.
Correct.
Now, there is no refund with that same phone number on it. Because when I get a refund, they always put the phone number on it. And So anyway, I don't have a refund from that phone number.
Okay, so where you were refunded the $49.97.
Yeah, from a different phone number.
We are a third party call center. We represent many of different products.
I see. So you have multiple phone lines there in your office or wherever you're at. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. I had another one here for $94.90.
That's not from us, sir. That's not on this account.
Okay, well, it's a different phone number. It ends with 8801.
Okay, you'll have to call them, sir.
Okay, so I have two $49.97 charges that's been taken out of my account, and one of them has been refunded.
Correct.
The other one has not. Okay, do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I got two of them. So why wasn't the other one refunded while the same time that the first one was? Okay,
okay.
December 17th.
Okay, sir. Well, I can go ahead and issue you a 35% refund, and you should see that one back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
So you're gonna refund me $49.97?
A 35%.
That's what now?
A 35%.
No. 35% don't work. No, I want 100%. Either that or I'm going to call Better Business Bureau and have them look into it.
$49.97. Okay, sir. Well, I can even offer a 50% refund.
Nope, 50% won't do. I want the whole refund. $49.97, and I got another one for $94.
Sir, that $94.90 charge is not from us. I did issue you the other refund of $49.97, and you should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I could do for you?
Okay, yeah. I want my $49.97 refund.
Sir, you should see it back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, the $49.97, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so I'll mark that one down as refunded within 3 to 5 business days. Okay, well, I thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.